Now, in July 2014, Australia was shocked when news broke of the brutal murder of Environment Officer Glenn Turner by farmer Ian Turnbull. The murder was carried out in broad daylight in the town of Cawper Creek near Moree in northwest New South Wales. Now, the trial and conviction of Ian Turnbull for the murder highlighted rising tensions between farmers and environmentalists over land clearing for large-scale cropping. The case sought the attention of filmmaker Gregory Miller, and we're joined by him now to find out about his new documentary, Cultivating Murder. Gregory, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, hi, Jess.
Now, what drew you to making a film about this case?
What it seemed to encompass, as you said in your introduction, that it told a story about environmental destruction that's taking place, land clearing, and particularly at that time, it was illegal land clearing, and I was concerned about that, and I wanted to make a film, but it's quite hard to make a film that people will want to see about the environment, unfortunately.
Mm.
People seem to take it for granted that the environment's there and will always be there, and unfortunately that's not the case, and this is what our film demonstrates, that we're really at a very big crisis point at the moment in New South Wales and Queensland and some other parts of the country, where this large-scale land clearing is beginning to take place again and to increase, in fact, in effect.
There are so many really important and big topics wrapped up in this documentary. You have land clearing and environmentalism and, of course, a brutal murder. Now, you visited Cropper Creek and Moree when doing research for the film. How did residents react to your visit?
Well, Cropper Creek is a very small town. It's about 40 k's north of Moree, which is quite a large rural town. So Cropper Creek's really just a railhead and a shop and a petrol station.
Oh, wow.
And some very big sort of silos. So it's not really much of a town, but it's the surrounding area that's important in this case. And it was an area that used to be used for grazing cattle and sheep, and so a lot of the trees were left. It was sort of quite, it wasn't perfect, but at least it had trees and coverage on it and natural grasses. What is happening up there now is that the land is, because they want to put crops in and because the soil is very rich, they're flattening everything.
Mm.
Virtually laser flat, so that huge machines can crop and harvest and sow seeds and everything. So, and spray, a lot of spraying. So that sort of farming which is going on there now, it's completely destructive of the environment. And so that's what's happening in that area, and that's what's causing the tension in a way. Not so much, partly because a lot of the local farmers, the small farmers, are being pushed out, bought out, by bigger concerns. So that the film talks about that as well, how that's happening.
And so the tensions that are rising between, is it mostly between kind of, is it residents and environmentalists? Is it big businesses? Where do most of the tensions lie?
It's more the tensions are there between people who are farming smaller areas of land and people who are big corporations, some big money, who are wanting to farm very large areas and really dominate the whole place. And this is we're sort of seeing a transition, I think, in these parts of Australia from the smaller family farm to a much bigger corporatised farm. And it's not something that's going to be very good for the environment, for sure, and probably not good for the towns either.
It is kind of this.
Probably a lot of those towns are shrinking because of that.
It's a kind of an unapologetic domination of the landscape out there, and it is something that is obviously concerning for many, many people. Now, I understand that the family of the victim of this murder, Glenn Turner, have been fully supportive of you making this film. How important was it for you to have their support moving forward?
Yeah, well, I realised that the story is very important, you know, the environmental story, but really to make a film that people will want to see, it needs to have a heart, it needs to tell a real story. And this is a very dramatic story and a very sad story. And it wasn't really until Alison, who is Glenn's partner, he also has two children, And Fran, who was Glenn's sister, got, you know, agreed to be in the film, that it really started taking shape, and it has turned into the film that we show today, which is, you know, it's a very moving film. It's a very personal story, and their support has been brilliant all the way through. In fact, you know, when I first met Alison, I told her, you know, I talked to her for about 15 minutes about what we were planning to do, and then she just said, you know, I want to do it. I want to make this film.
Wow.
You know, I want Glenn's legacy to sort of be told, and his story to be told, and his legacy to live on, because he was a very, strong environmentalist himself. Even he worked for the department called the Office of Environment and Heritage, who are the people who basically monitor what's happening in the environment. Now, that department now is being pretty much demoralized by what's happening, because as we were making the film, what happened was the state government, which is Liberal National Party government, decided that they were going to throw out all of the environment laws that we've had for the last 20 years and replace them. And basically the reason they were doing that was to weaken them and to make it easier for these activities to go on. So what used to be illegal land clearing is soon to become probably condoned land clearing. And that's what most people are worried about at the moment, is that the changing of these laws is going to make the environment even more damaged.
And vulnerable as well. It's very worrying to hear. Now, Cultivating Murder is being shown at a series of national screenings, the next of which will take place in the Blue Mountains tomorrow. Can you share with us a few details of tomorrow's screening? How can we get along?
Yeah, we've got two screenings tomorrow in the Blue Mountains. We've had screenings, although having screenings all over the country, including capital cities. There's one coming up in Canberra. We tend to have single screenings, so you have to grab them when you see them. One of the Blue Mountains is at Mount Vic Flicks, which is at Mount Victoria, and that's at 1:30 in the afternoon, and we'll also do a Q&A after that. And then at 6 o'clock at Warrimoo, which is on the other side of the Blue Mountains, this is the city side of the Blue Mountains, Warrimoo Hall, there's a screening there, and also I think Maureen Faruqi from the Greens is going to go to that screening, and she's going to introduce the film.
Oh, she's fantastic. Oh, she's an amazing woman. I can't sing Dr. Faruqi's praises enough. I think she's incredible. Gregory, it sounds like you've made an absolutely amazing film. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to share.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on your show.